You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, plant-based meat boomed. Here comes the bust. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Over the past 3 years, the plant-based meat industry has experienced a major reversal in vibes. Sales boomed in the early months of the pandemic as slaughterhouse shutdowns disrupted conventional meat supply chains and shoppers started trying out meatless burgers, sausages, and seafood instead. Between 2018 and 2021, total sales of plant-based foods in the U.S. grew from $4.8 billion to $7.4 billion, with much of that growth driven by plant-based meat in particular. But a new report on sales of vegan meat, dairy, and seafood suggests that enthusiasm for plant-based products might be slowing down. An annual report from the Good Food Institute, an alternative protein nonprofit, found that dollar sales of plant-based meat and seafood in the U.S. fell by 13% over the past 2 years. As prices of meat alternatives have gone up, this masks a much greater drop in the unit sales over the same time period. They fell by 26% between 2021 and 2023. One big challenge in the U.S. is the price of plant-based alternatives. In the U.S., plant-based meats are, on average, 77% more expensive than their animal equivalents. And for cheap meat like chicken, the premium rises to more than 150%. Another problem is one that has dogged the industry for years. Shoppers are still finding plant-based products lackluster compared to animal-based alternatives. Many consumers signaled that products weren't yet meeting their expectations on taste, texture, and affordability, wrote the authors of the report. Although there has been a lot of excitement around meat alternatives, plant-based milk is still by far the biggest seller when it comes to plant-based foods. Dairy milk alternatives like soy, oat, and almond made up nearly 15% of total milk sales in the U.S., while the share of plant-based meat and seafood in their market is around 1%. Plant-based milks alone make up nearly a third of the entire plant-based food category in the U.S., as defined by the Good Food Institute. If you add together all other adjacent sectors, including plant-based butter, ice cream, yogurt, and cheese, then U.S. sales of plant-based dairy alternatives accounted for nearly $5 billion in 2023. Dollar sales of plant-based milk grew by 9% through 2021-23, although unit sales declined by 10% over the same period. Total sales in the plant-based sector, according to the Good Food Institute, were $8.1 billion. Fans of plant-based meat point out that people swapping beef burgers for plant-based patties would significantly reduce the carbon footprints of our diets. Animal proteins are a major source of emissions from food, with beef, lamb, and dairy contributing the highest emissions per kilogram of product. But with plant-based meat sales stalling, it's unclear whether the industry is having the impact on carbon emissions that many hope for. Prominent brands within the space are trying to move beyond the morass. Earlier this year, Impossible Foods relaunched its range of alternatives with a new meatier style deliberately aimed at bringing meat lovers into the plant-based fold. In February, Beyond Meat launched the fourth generation version of its burger and ground beef, calling them our meatiest, juiciest products yet. Rising concerns about so-called ultra-processed food have also buffeted the plant-based meat industry, given the high amount of processing usually needed to make its product. In response, Beyond's new burgers have less salt and saturated fat than the previous generation, as well as a simplified ingredient list, while many other plant-based companies are emphasizing their clean label credentials. Whether this plant-based pivot succeeds or not, there is a lot at stake when it comes to the climate impact of our diets. For now, it seems the plant-based revolution, in the US at least, is getting a slower start than many hoped. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, the biggest deepfake porn website is now blocked in the UK. Checking in on Wired Science, green roofs are great. Blue-green roofs are even better. And on Wired Security, the next US president will have troubling new surveillance powers. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.